This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
All right. Welcome back to The Process with Sade Marie. Today, we are going to be pulling from Luke 22, verse 31 through 32. So, I would like to start off in prayer as always. And we will just dive right in. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to do your work. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you bring forth this podcast episode with precision, accuracy, Father God, and healing. God, I ask that all the listeners that tune in, Father God, will take something back from it. And those that are struggling in any area of their walk with you, Father God, will come back to you, Father God, and want to dig deeper into their spiritual walk. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you help me to be able to interpret, to be able to see, to be able to teach, to be able to speak, Father God, what it is that you will have me to take out from this episode, and that it would just be like milk and honey to their ears, Father God. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. Amen. All right. So Luke 22, 31 through 32. It talks about, well, it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. So this verse has so much to unpack. I think that this is like right on time. So if a person thinks about wheat, they don't usually think about the process of what wheat would have to go through. So sifting something as wheat means to shake it up, to kind of like separate the good part from the bad part, take away the infirmities and things like that. So when Jesus is talking to Simon, he is saying Satan has asked. So one of the things that we can take away from this scripture is that Satan needs permission. A lot of times people think Satan is very powerful. And although he has some powers, God has given us everything that we need to destroy Satan. But I say that to say we have to, well, the devil has to ask God permission, just like in with Job, right? So Simon, so Jesus says to Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. So basically he's letting him know that Satan is coming to shake everything in him. And he said, sift all of you. That means that he is coming to examine everything in you and shake and move and push and do whatever he can to break you. So a lot of Christians go through what we would call spiritual warfare. And then a lot of Christians go through Well, it's still spiritual warfare, even if it manifests physically. But I'll say physical warfare because sometimes people are not really in tune with the spiritual realm and they may not be able to understand or see. So it's spiritual warfare. And then there are physical manifestations of the spiritual warfare that is occurring that people just don't understand. You ever just wonder how your work, you ever wonder how things was going good? Like you felt like everything was falling into place, everything was good. And then next thing you know, things just kind of like transition or shift right before your eyes. And it just doesn't make sense. It's not like anything happened. It was just no sign of it, right? Sometimes when those type of things happen abruptly like that, that's a sign that it could be spiritual warfare. It's not always spiritual warfare, but that usually is a telltale sign that spiritual warfare is at hand. So in this passage, Jesus is telling Simon that is what Satan wants to do. But he says, I have prayed for you. I feel like that part is a pivotal part because he's saying prayer helps combat the things that the enemy tries to do. He says, I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. So when we are getting tested through different things or things coming at us, sometimes people like, oh, I'm about to go into spiritual warfare. And I'll talk about that in a second. But then there are some things that are a form of spiritual warfare and fighting is faith. So there are sometimes, matter of fact, I'm gonna give an example. Like say you're not feeling well. And you're going to the doctors. The doctors are running all these tests and everything just keeps coming back. There's nothing wrong, but you know that you know that you know that you don't feel well. Your body don't feel right. Something feels off. And it just came out of nowhere. Sometimes that can be a sign of warfare. All the tests are coming back. Everything's fine. And you're like, where is this coming from? Another example could be like, say sometimes you go to sleep. Now, in the physical, a lot of people will call it sleep paralysis, right? And I know I'm going to probably get a lot of backlash about it, but I want to be able to bridge the physical realm with the spiritual realm so people can be able to understand certain things that are going on that are unseen. So a lot of people talk about when they go to sleep, they might go through these things where they can't move. They feel like something is on top of them, right? They go to the doctors, they tell the doctor say, oh, it's just sleep paralysis or whatever like that. Maybe it's nothing we can do. Maybe it's something we can do, whatever. A lot of times when people are going through certain things like that, it's things that are manifesting in the spiritual realm. When things are happening in the spiritual realm, they usually manifest in the physical realm, right? So an example that I have is sleep paralysis. Now, some people have had sleep paralysis and they can vividly associate it with things that are happening in their dream, in their mind and things like that. And then they go to the doctors and the doctors will say, oh, you know, you're just having sleep paralysis, right? And then I don't know if they even treat or give them something or whatever, but most of the time, a lot of people say, you know, it doesn't help. They still have it and they just live with it. For me, I was one of those people that did not believe in certain stuff like that. I really didn't. I remember it was this woman and she was talking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I believe in certain stuff, but I don't believe in that. I was like, that's not the case. I was like, that's not true. That's not real. And then that's when the Lord dealt with me with some different stuff. And then I ended up having it, but it was not sleep paralysis. So there are different gifts that people have. I am what people would describe as a seer. So there are things that I may see where someone will see something. And for me, it doesn't look that same way, but it's because I'm seeing it through a spiritual lens. But it's not make-believe. Like some people will be like, oh, that's something that's made up. It's not, because the information and the knowledge is like divinely imparted. There is no way that I would be able to know something like that unless it came from the heavens. So when we talk about sleep paralysis, it was this woman that was talking about spirit spouses. I know that sounds crazy, right? But just hear me out. So when she talked about spirit spouses, she was saying that those are demonic entities that are able to do things to you, even outside of the spiritual realm, but in the actual physical. And I just was dead set against it. I didn't think it was real. However, biblically, there are fallen angels that are called the Nephilims that were detained because they were sleeping with the humans. So anything that has already come forth that was biblical, it's almost like it's just a roll down. So the demonic entity or the kingdom of darkness tries to replicate it, if that makes sense. So it might not make sense altogether, but I promise I'm going to bring it home. Imagine the creator, which is God. He is the creator, makes a road, right? So this is the road that God has created. Then the enemy comes and copies the road and says that his road is the right road. But God, the creator, said that his road is the only road and the only road that is correct. So now the enemy is able to replicate things that God has created and say that it is fine to do, but it's not fine to do because it's not from God, if that makes sense. So anything that has been done in the Bible that you read sets the precedent to be copied, if that makes sense. So that's why there are people that are considered prophetic or seers from God, and then there are people that are called psychics. They both enter into the realm and can see certain stuff, but one is a legal invitation and one is considered an illegal invitation. Now, because God is God, things are still set apart. So sometimes psychics use different things to go into the spiritual realm. Like you might see them do stuff like with crystals. You might see them do the balls. You might see them do palm readings and things like that. When God allows you to go into the spiritual realm, you don't have to use any type of object or anything because it's a legal gift given to you. So when I am able to see certain things, my ability does not come from touching anything or going into anything. It literally comes from God. The difference between it, where it causes confusion, is some people like psychics because they can be accurate, but they're not accurate because there is deception. Deception is a little bit of truth mixed with a lie, which makes it a complete lie. All right, just hear me out. So then you have prophetic people that the Lord will give, or seers that the Lord will give information to and let them see. We see things in the mind of God, if that makes sense. So if a person goes to a psychic and gets information, and they're like, oh, this is your husband, and you're going to get married, and you're going to have 3 kids, and it's going to be well, right? And then God shows a person a prophetic thing that this person can get married to this person, but that's not the person that they have chosen for them. And they may get married, and it's possible that they could have kids, but it's not the mind of Christ, if that makes sense. So both people were able to get in and see certain stuff, but the differentiation is where it came from. So the psychic going in illegally opens up to demonic entities to give information and thwart a person's destiny for it to go an opposite way that God wanted it to go. And prophetic, if they're true prophetic and it really is truly from God, they may be able to see certain things to help a person get to a certain area. Not to control, because free will is free will. God does not want to control anybody's will. You are free to do the things that you desire, but God does have things that he wants you to accomplish, if that makes any sense. So I go back to the Nephilims and the whole sleep paralysis thing. So since that had happened before, then now demonic activity is able to replicate something. So the woman that was talking about spirit spouses was talking about how people get raped in their sleep and things like that too. And a lot of people that are high up in witchcraft, like really high up in it, that do like a lot of different rituals, that understand that, know that it's real. Some people that are on certain levels may experience it, but they don't dig in enough or believe it enough to know that it's true. So whether we believe or not believe doesn't make it not true. So then I would bring it back to myself. I ended up having a situation where I thought it was something with sleep paralysis, but my spirit man let me know that it was not. So I remember one night I was asleep and I felt something like get over top of me and it was like holding me down, but I didn't see anything. I just saw like, it looked shadowy, but it was like, I was like, what is going on? So I kind of just brushed it off, right? Then it was literally another night that it happened, and I was in between realms. So sometimes when we're in a realm, we can be in the physical realm and we see things like normal. And then when we're in the spiritual realm, it can seem like it's a sleep state, but it's not a sleep state. It's like in between the realms. So you still have a consciousness, you're still aware, but you can tell that you're in like another dimension. So I was in between dimensions, although I was asleep, and I woke up inside of reality, but still inside of the spiritual dimension. And I thought that I had company, and I knew that I didn't or whatever. And I'm just like, what is going on? So I'm seeing all of this activity and I'm still asleep. And then I feel my bed sink in, like go to the other side, like somebody was getting in the bed. And I'm trying to like I'm looking and I'm seeing, because I see it now. Now, the first time when it happened, I couldn't really see. I could tell that it was something on me, but I couldn't really see. Then the second time it happened, because I was also praying about it, because there are some things that God will reveal to you if you pray into it. And I was praying into it because I didn't understand it. But I was also led to pray into it because it was something that I didn't believe. So the bed sank in, and then this entity that was in the shape of a man grabbed me and got on top of me. And I literally had to pray to get it off. Now, a lot of y'all don't understand. People say that I'm a warrior or whatever like that, but I was pissed because I felt violated. Because I'm like, what's going on? So I had to pray the name of Jesus to help it stop. But it really brought some light in to me because I did not believe those things existed. I know the spiritual realm existed, but I did not believe those type of attacks existed. Now, it was very much interesting to me because I had met other people that had been through it. And it wasn't that I didn't believe them. I just didn't believe in it. So when it happened to me and I saw, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really real. And then I started seeing other people that have experienced it. I was like, what is going on now? So that's where deliverance and things come in. But I'm not going to go into deliverance. I'll save that for another episode. So I say all of that to say that the demonic realm is very real. And Satan will send his imps to do certain things. So that alone is enough to make a person feel like they're going crazy, but they're not crazy. So that is when we lean into God and we go into spiritual warfare. And spiritual warfare can look like you having to war, having to stand, having to have faith, having to believe in order to withstand the things that the enemy is trying to do. So if we have Satan, who has come to sift you like wheat, meaning to literally shake you in every area. Now, a person that might have some physical stuff going on, he's going to try to hit you in your health, even if God said that it is well. Do we have to have wisdom? Absolutely. There are some things that God will like, listen, go to the doctors and do what you need to do. Eat better. Put the good things in your body. Get on these, get on that, and do the things you're supposed to do. That's just wisdom. I am talking about certain things that are unexplained and they don't make sense because they are actual spiritual things. They're not going to shift or move with certain stuff. Even sometimes when people get on certain medications, and that's my disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I'm not trying to tell anybody to do or not to do anything. I just want that to be clear. This is just for entertainment purposes only. You take it how you want. So there are some times that people can get on certain medications and they know that it's not helping them, and they get on a certain dosage, and then they get it increased and they're like, I'm still having these symptoms, I'm still having these things, but it's really a spiritual attack. So the medication is not going to really do what it needs, or you can bridge those areas together. That's why I talk about dealing stuff with a holistic approach. When Satan is coming, he usually is going to come in areas that also can be in your bloodline. So say your bloodline has broken marriages, or people usually died at a certain age, cancers, different things like that. So those things are things that he may try to come and attack too. And a lot of times he just wants you to get into agreement with the things that he's speaking over your life. That could be absolutely not true. So sifting you like wheat is like, I'm going to shake you. What are your fears? What are the things that could make you crumble? Do you put your faith in money? He's going to touch your money. You put your faith in relationships? He's going to touch your relationships. You put your faith in your cars? You touch your cars. You put your faith in your health? He's going to touch your health. That's the type of thing that Satan will do. And a lot of people end up giving up. That's why Jesus said, I have prayed that your faith won't fail you, because the only thing that is going to get you through is believing in God, believing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to help you get through. And you will get through. You just have to stand. I even know for me, when I have been like pushed on all sides, when I lost everything, I thought that I was literally going to go crazy. I don't even know how to describe it. I've seen people go through certain stuff where they felt like they were going to go crazy, and it literally was something that they had to just stand in faith. It was even some recent stuff that I went through, and I knew breakthrough was coming because I know how the enemy operates, and he literally was trying to sift me like wheat. And I kept praying for the things that was happening to lift, and the Lord told me, this, you have to faith your way through. It's not about a fight. It's not about rest. It's not about any of those things. You have to faith your way through this. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing going on with this. Even though I kept going to the doctors and stuff like that, they were like, oh, this is going on. You got this. This is going on here. All of these things that was happening. And literally, it was just like, God was like, nope, faith. Then I would go back. They're like, oh, everything looks good. Everything's fine. So the enemy was literally trying to come at me to make me tap out before a breakthrough was coming. And let me tell you, I was standing on stuff for like a year and a half, and I knew that breakthrough was coming, but I was getting tired, and the enemy knows those things. When things are going on in the spiritual realm, like, you can just sense it. When King Herod, I think I might have mentioned that before, knew that the Messiah was coming, he got information from the stargazers. They didn't know exactly when, because the mind of God belongs to God, but they could sense that something was happening. So he wanted to kill the firstborns because he knew that it was around that season, so he could sense it. That's how the spiritual realm works. It's like when you know that someone may be about to have a baby or something like that, you could just kind of feel it. Or you know that somebody might, destinies are about to collide and they're about to be married and things like that too. Spiritual people that operate in the spiritual realm can usually sense it. That's why we have to be spiritually sensitive to what God is doing, because there are spiritual predators. There are people that literally try to block your destiny from you walking into your calling, from you walking into your destiny. Like, some of them were raised like that. Some of them were bought into it. And some of it is from jealousy. Some of it is for people wanting to just get what you have. And then some people just Cain and Abel. Cain killed his own brother because of nothing. Abel wasn't even special, and I'm not saying it in those type of way. Abel just did what God told him to do. Cain didn't want to do what God told him to do, so he looked at Abel doing what God told him to do, and he got jealous, and he killed him. That's how wicked people that are jealous and envious are. So that sets the precedent for people to understand that spirit is very dangerous. I always tell people that you have to watch out for those different things, because when Satan is trying to sift you like wheat, he will send people in your path. He will send people to try to throw you off your destiny. If God said, go over here, Satan will send somebody to say, oh, look, go over there. If God said, oh, I want you to be this, but then Satan come over like, oh, you know what? You should do this. And it doesn't always look like a bad thing. It looks like another option. It looks like good. But just because it looks good doesn't mean that it's God. So there are different strategies that Satan uses when he's trying to sift you like wheat. It doesn't always look like him coming to bash you when you get into a car accident and all of this big stuff like that. It can just be the subtlest things that can literally thwart you off your plan. So that's why we always have to pray, be in tune with God, and see what God is saying. Sifting like wheat is also a good thing, because God says, all things, not some things, not a little bit of things, not the things over there, the things over here. He said all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. So when the enemy tries to sift you like wheat, God uses that even for his advantage. When you are able to withstand the wiles of the enemy, something in you gets stronger. Something in you just like graduates to the next spiritual level, and God can trust you with it. Because if you know that you can stand and build this and be obedient and do what the Lord say, he like, okay, now I can show you more. I can do more with you. I can graduate you here. And then once you go through different things on that level, then you get to the next level. And how they say next, new level, new devil, but God always has his angels on it. So it's nothing to really be afraid of. Even if you feel fear, you pray about those things too. Even if your faith feel like it is lacking, the Holy Spirit also gives the gift of faith. So you have to pray about your faith so that you can just faith your way through whatever it is. So trust in God is the key. The woman with the issue of blood, she was bleeding for 12 years. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. It was her faith that healed her. He told her her faith healed her. So this woman was dealing with this infirmity for 12 years, and instantly it was finished. But it was her faith. So that is what we have to stand on when the enemy is coming, because he doesn't play fair. He doesn't play nice. He is a formidable foe, but God, he is no match for God. God, he is no match. He is no match. So I guess the takeaway is to understand that when Satan comes to sift you like wheat, he has to have permission. But if you are truly dedicated to God, truly in prayer, and you truly stand and have faith, that too shall pass. So that is all for today's episode. I pray that something in this episode will help you in whatever you are going through. And even if it's something spiritual that you are afraid to talk about, that you would go to God and that he would reveal whatever it is that he needs to reveal to you, so that it can help you get to your next level or get back on track in the way that is needed. God bless. May your heart be healed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.